this night is over, we pray that the ones who are hearing this message here and outside the walls of this church will be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, as the word of the Lord proclaims. Tonight, we pray this in faith, knowing this will happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. You may be seated around the church tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Joel, the prophet wrote the following in chapter 2, verse 28. "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall see dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, those days I will pour out of my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord and comes." Verse 32. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." When the prophet Joel wrote this, it did not come to pass in his lifetime, nor did it come to pass in the lifetime of Daniel or Haggai or Zechariah or Malachi. In the period of time between the end of the Old Testament and the arrival of John the Baptist, this had not yet been fulfilled. My Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, had not yet been poured out upon all flesh. Then John the Baptist came on the scene. He ministered about the first coming of the Christ and how the people needed to get ready for the appearance, the first appearance of the Christ. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, we see the following. Verse 15. "And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water. But one mightier than I comes, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." What do we see here? In combination with what Joel wrote, we see now two prophecies regarding the baptism in the Holy Ghost. John said that the one who would be coming, he would be the one who had baptized the people with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Shortly thereafter, we know what happened. Jesus arrived. The Spirit came upon him. The Spirit stayed upon him, and as John the Baptist would later say, without measure. This was the sign to John the Baptist that this Jesus, the Son of the living God, the Christ, the Anointed One of Israel, the Anointed One of God, and the Anointed One of the world, this same Jesus would be the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Yet during the 3 year plus of his ministry, no one was baptized in the Holy Ghost. Something needed to happen first. And that was Jesus' atoning death on the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, he shed the blood so our sins would be atoned. He shed his blood to wipe out our sin debt completely. God raised him from the dead on the third day to give us life now and into eternity. But this also opened the door for something to happen. And that was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. There was no baptism in the Holy Ghost until Jesus atoned for the sins of mankind. And only when his believers believed in the Christ, the cross, and the resurrection, then and only then could they be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Can you back that up a second time? Yes, I can. In Acts chapter 19, the Apostle Paul is going to establish that in order to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, one must believe first in Jesus, that He is the Christ, that He is the Son of the living God, that His atoning death is what saves us, and it is the qualification for being baptized in the Holy Ghost. If you are a believer in Jesus, if you believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, you can be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Are we still here? The baptism in the Holy Ghost is for all believers. The book of Acts, chapter 1. Before Jesus ascended back to the Father, and keep in mind that at this point, no one had yet been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Yet before Jesus leaves, he says the following, Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse 8. But ye shall receive power. Everyone say power. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost parts of the earth. So what do we see here? Jesus instructing his own to return to Jerusalem and there to wait until they received the promise of the Father. Let's hold there for a second. Who is the one who made the promise about the baptism in the Holy Ghost? What did Jesus say? Jesus said that the baptism in the Holy Ghost is the promise of God the Father. Those who are seeking the baptism in the Holy Ghost, those who are already baptized with the Holy Ghost, you have the promise of the Father. And those who will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost before this day is done, you also will receive the promise of the Father. Why is the baptism in the Holy Ghost for us today? Because God promised this. And God does not take back His promises. Are we still here? Hallelujah. Knowing this, in obedience to Jesus, the disciples, the believers, the followers of Jesus, they went back to Jerusalem. And for the next 10 days, they waited and tarried, expecting to receive the promise of the Father. They were not going to leave Jerusalem. They were not going to leave one another's company until they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why? One, it's the promise of the Father. And two, Jesus said He was going to do this. What did John the Baptist say? He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So it's the promise of the Father, and it is Jesus who is personally going to do this for those who have been baptized with the Holy Ghost. You did not baptize yourself with the Holy Ghost. The minister in the church did not baptize you with the Holy Ghost. The one who baptized you with the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So when we are talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is the promise of the Father, which is yea and amen. And it is the action of Jesus, the Son, which means Jesus personally is in charge of those who are being baptized with the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2. The believers arrive in the upper room. There they arrive in one accord. Complete and total unity. And what was the unity about? Being baptized with the Holy Ghost. If you want to see the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you want to see the power of the Holy Ghost operate in your local church, if you want to see the baptism and the power of the Holy Ghost operate, you must be in total and complete agreement regarding this. The reason why Satan wants to split and divide believers is because he knows when the believers are in one accord, the power of the Holy Ghost will operate in the church and in the believers, and that His time is numbered in that area. Are we still here? The tactic of Satan has always been regarding the baptism of the Holy Ghost, divide and conquer. Well, tonight, we make a stand. Satan will not divide us. Satan will not conquer because he cannot divide us, because we are determined to receive the promise of the Father, to operate in the promise of the Father, to receive what Jesus has for us, the Holy Ghost and fire, the Holy Ghost and power. Are we still here? Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's deal tonight specifically with the individual aspect of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is for individual believers. When we see the baptism in the Holy Ghost, yes, it operates in the church as the Spirit leads. But each individual believer can receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Every single one. Notice what verse 3 and 4 said. Cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Meaning that each individual believer who walk into that room expecting to be baptized with the Holy Ghost receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to hear the word tarry and wait when it comes to the Holy Ghost too much around here. You will hear this though. Expect it to happen. And when you expect it to happen, it will happen. That's what happened here in Acts chapter 2. They expected it, and it happened. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Other tongues. Understand something. This is a sign that one has received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. If you look, every church that was founded in the days of the early church, the baptism in the Holy Ghost was accompanied by those who spoke in tongues. They go together. We cannot separate the one from the other. Are we together on this? Now Peter in chapter 2. What was he asked about? What is this? What is this? That's when Peter said. Chapter 2, verse 16. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. Hold there for a second. All flesh. I know through the years, some have been of the mind of deceased somewhere around 100 AD. But what does the Word of God say here? It was said in the prophecy, it is said here. All flesh. As in every one who believes in Jesus, regardless of race, nationality, ethnicity, regardless of one being a male or a female, and regardless of the era in church history in which they were saved, all flesh means all who believe can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is not restricted to certain individuals beyond a faith and a belief in Jesus Christ, and it is not restricted to time. Are we still here? What else did we see here? And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids will I pour out in those days of my Spirit. And they shall prophesy. What is Peter saying? The prophecy given by Joel is coming to pass on that day. What else do we know? That what John the Baptist said, that Jesus would baptize in the Holy Ghost. It is also being filled on this day. And think about it. What did John the Baptist say? Holy Ghost and with fire. What did they see in the upper room? Cloven tongues like as of. The prophecy of John the Baptist is literally fulfilled, Holy Ghost and fire. this tells us that this is of the Lord. That this is the promise of the Father. And Jesus is the one who is doing this. Are we still here? Let's go a little further tonight. When those in Samaria, when they began to believe in the Christ across the resurrection, the church in Jerusalem, they got word that there was a major outpouring taking place in Samaria. Now, traditionally, through the years, the Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. But now, they hear about the salvation of the Samaritans. What did they do? It's recorded in Acts chapter 8. They sent down Peter and John with the expressed job of laying hands on the believers so they would receive the same baptism in the Holy Ghost that operated in the Jerusalem church. Are we together on this? The church in Jerusalem thought this was so important that they wanted these believers, not apostles, not prophets, but the common church members in Samaria to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. If you look at Acts chapter 10, after Peter preaches to Cornelius and the Gentiles who are gathered in that room, once those Gentiles believed in the Christ across the resurrection, what happened? They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And what was the end result of them being baptized with the Holy Ghost? They spake in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The fact that Jesus baptized these Gentiles with the Holy Ghost, and keep in mind, it was Jesus who baptized with the Holy Ghost. There's two things happening here. One, Jesus saying Gentiles can be saved, but also that any believer of flesh can be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because Jesus personally baptized Cornelius and company with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. When we're talking about the baptism in the Holy Ghost, it is the one baptism that Jesus personally conducted. If you remember, in John chapter 4, who was baptizing? Was it Jesus or His disciples? Jesus did not baptize anyone in water. His disciples did. But in the book of Acts, Jesus is the one who is baptizing in the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because He wants all who believe to receive the promise of His Father. Are we still here? Acts chapter 19. Verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? This is the key question for this message tonight. Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Why did Paul ask this question in this way? Because he expected every believer to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul is making it clear. We know, for example, in his earlier start in Corinth, we know that Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, that I speak in tongues more than you all. But for Paul to write even that much by saying they spoke in tongues means that the Corinth church was baptized in the Holy Ghost, because you cannot separate tongues and the baptism in the Holy Ghost. It cannot happen. Are we still here? The fact that they were doing this, and the fact that Paul could teach about the gifts of the Spirit, tells us that he preached this message in more than one church. And I will make the case that he preached it in every single one of the churches that he went to. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They had not yet heard about it. On this day, Paul is going to take care of this problem once and for all. What does he say? Unto which baptism were you baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him that should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. So what is the Apostle Paul establishing here? That before these believers could receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, they needed to believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. Absolute necessity. Everywhere in the book of Acts, when one believes, the baptism and the Holy Ghost follows shortly thereafter. Once these Ephesians believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, what do we see? We see Paul baptizing them in water. Why? Because they were originally baptized in the baptism of John. And what is the baptism of John? The Christ is coming. But what is the baptism of Jesus? One, that the Christ has come. Two, that we believe in this Christ. Three, that we are dead with Christ, buried with Christ, and risen with Christ. So let's go back through that for a second. Because we are dead with Christ, buried with Christ, and risen with Christ. We can now receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Paul made sure salvation happened first. Verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So what do we see here? The Apostle Paul putting his hands on these Ephesians. And what happened? They received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. How did he know? They spoke with tongues. Now keep in mind that there is one consistent in every account in the book of Acts, and that they were all written by Luke. Luke makes sure that this point is driven home about the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. Why? He mentions it all these times because it is a vital part of this. Are we still here? The baptism in the Holy Ghost. It is for today. We know, at least those of us who have studied Pentecost history, in 1906, Azusa Street. But it was more than Azusa Street. We can talk about the Welsh Revival. We can talk about Topeka. We can talk about Appalachia. We can talk about the various areas that received the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We know that through the various moves of God, through the 20s and the 30s, into the healing and revivals, into the charismatic renewal, that those who believed in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, they received the baptism in the Holy Ghost with the evidence in speaking in other tongues. But I also know this, that I was sitting in the back of a church for years. Growing up in the church, I had heard about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I had seen many believers operate in the baptism in the Holy Ghost. From my earliest memories in a Pentecostal church, the baptism in the Holy Ghost was encouraged. It was actually expected back in the 70s and the 80s that every believer should receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. It was something that was expected in those days. And by sitting in church and hearing what was being taught by my parents, I began to desire the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not going to say for me it was instantaneous, because I can tell you now, as an adult looking back then, as my father later told me, I was putting too much pressure on myself to receive. It doesn't work that way. You cannot put pressure on yourself. That doesn't work. It is Jesus through the Holy Ghost baptizing you. You need to allow Jesus to do the work of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Your job is to receive. Let's look at water baptism as a type here. When one is baptized in water, are you fighting the pastor as he tries to put you in the water? Are you saying, no, I need to baptize myself? Usually, we're very cooperative. I mean, when they say, put your hand on your nose, we do it. When they say, do this, we do it. In and out. We're very cooperative. Because we know ultimately, when it comes to baptism, after we decide to be baptized, once we enter that tank, we have nothing to do with it. It's the minister doing all the work at that point. Yet when it comes to the baptism in the Holy Ghost, we think it's something we need to do, something we need to earn, something we need to do on our own. When I sat in the back of that church between my junior and senior year of high school, I was fighting it because I was trying to do it on my own still. That's when my father, the pastor at the time, came to the back and told me basically to loosen up, to let the Spirit flow. Out of your belly shall flow. The Holy Ghost is a flow. When Jesus baptizes you in the Holy Ghost, it does not come from the head. There is no thinking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is a flow from the inside out. Not from the head out, but from the innermost being out. Even after that day, when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it really took more time to understand the flow. But the Spirit operates from the innermost being, and the living waters flow out this way. Now, on that night, I was sitting there. And I received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. How did I know I received the baptism in the Holy Ghost? I spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. And to make this point clear, I had never done anything like that before. Pastor in the back, he can agree with that wholeheartedly. I had never done anything like that before. Not even close. Everyone in the church on that night, they knew I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. As I said, in those days, it was a priority of the church for everyone to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Let me drive home this point, because some might misunderstand here. You do not need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost to be saved. But if you are saved, you will desire to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And that's what we expected back in the day. I know a lot of people, well, that's the past. We live in the present. Yes, we do. I live in the present. And the present says this: these signs shall follow them that believe. And what? They shall speak with new tongues. And new tongues is connected to what? The baptism in the Holy Ghost. The Word said, of flesh. And if you look at what's happening throughout this world, the beauty of live streaming, I have seen people in Asia baptized with the Holy Ghost. In countries as diverse as India and Japan and the Philippines and into the Middle East, I have seen countries throughout Africa where they are operating in the gifts of the Holy Ghost. I know that there are many countries in South America and Mexico. There are many who are operating in the baptism in the Holy Ghost. The same with Australia and Canada and throughout this world. The baptism of the Holy Ghost has been poured out on all flesh. Fulfilled even right now. Since 1906, the baptism in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence in speaking in tongues, has touched every country in the world. Because they might try to keep the Christian out. And they might try to keep the Bible out. But they cannot stop Jesus from baptizing with the Holy Ghost, because Jesus will go through the borders and baptize His own who desire to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. This gets back to the last question of the night. We can talk about people in Nigeria and South Africa and Ghana and Kenya, in Japan and the Philippines, in Australia, all 50 states of the United States and all the territories, Canada, all the countries in South and Central America. We can talk about all of this, but the question is still this. Have you received the baptism in the Holy Ghost? You see, Jesus, when it comes to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, He still operates on an individual basis. One by one, by one, by one, by one. And He wants all who believe, one by one, by one, by one, to receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. The one tonight who is saying, be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Is it me? No. It's Jesus. He's the one telling you tonight, allow me to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. God, the Father, has promised you the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Not that guy behind the platform, but the Father Himself has promised this. And Jesus is saying tonight that He wants to personally baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now the ball is in your court. Jesus wants to give you this. Tonight, and we're going to open the altar, and we will lay hands on those who need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For those watching, we're going to pray in a moment. But let's make this clear. Tonight is the night for you to receive the promise of the Father that Jesus is willing to give you personally. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Allow the Spirit to operate freely and allow the Spirit to flow in you. Allow Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to make this clear as we pray for those watching online. I'm not going to pray a long prayer because we do not see long prayers when it comes to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we're not going to beg because Jesus has already said, I'm going to give it to you. You only beg when you think you're not going to get it. Well, Jesus said, I want to give it to you. So there's no reason to beg for what Jesus has already said He's willing to do. All you need to do is receive and accept. Now, once we're done praying, I want you to begin to praise the Lord. Not with your mind. Open your mouth and praise the Lord. And then allow from your innermost being this to happen. Keep in mind, you're not trying to earn what Jesus is freely giving to you. Just take it and receive it. In the name of Jesus tonight, we pray for everyone who is watching, who has not yet received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Tonight we pray that the Spirit will begin to move in their lives and that they will allow Jesus personally to baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Tonight we pray, using the words of the Apostle Paul in the book of Acts chapter 19, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Let's stand across the church. Pray.